Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for a Friday, October 24th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, a landmark case in the UK around Apple's App Store practices has been decided, and the ruling could see Apple pay more than $2 billion in damages. A London court ruled that Apple abused its dominant position by charging app developers unfair commissions. This was a class action lawsuit brought on behalf of millions of iPhone and iPad users in the UK. The ruling determined that Apple shut out competition in the app distribution market and charged excessive and unfair prices as commission to developers. The case has been valued at around $2 billion by those who brought it, and a hearing next month will decide how damages are calculated and Apple's application for appeal. Apple, of course, has already said it will appeal the ruling, which it says takes a flawed view of the thriving and competitive app economy. That $2 billion is expected, at least in some part, to be distributed to developers overcharged by Apple's commission and users who paid higher prices because of that commission. It's just one of many App Store lawsuits and regulatory challenges that Apple is facing around the world, but a $2 billion loss is one of the most significant that Apple has faced so far. Next up today, it's a busy week for leaks around Apple's new A20 chip for next year's iPhone. We talked yesterday about how the switch to A20 and the new 2-nanometer production process could lead to higher prices for the iPhone 18 lineup. And now a new report has revealed what phone will get what chip. This report says the A20 will come in two versions, a base model plain vanilla A20 and an A20 Pro. The A20 is destined for the base model iPhone 18, while the A20 Pro is destined for the Pro, the Pro Max, and the new foldable. The report doesn't make mention of an iPhone Air second generation, but if such a product is released, it's almost as certain that we'll see it with the A20 Pro, since the current iPhone Air uses the A19 Pro. Apple's decision to continue its two-tier approach for iPhone chips is no surprise, but one interesting detail is that A20 chip will be included in the foldable. Since the foldable is a brand new model and a significant new form factor, there was a chance that Apple might create a special variant of the A-series chip to meet its needs. And as of right now, there aren't any details on what we should expect from the A20 versus the A20 Pro and how Apple will differentiate those two offerings, but typically they're differentiated based on things like core count for the CPU and GPU. Next up today, while Apple and SpaceX have no direct arrangement over Starlink satellite-based internet connectivity, a new report from The Information highlights two reasons why that could change. First, the report says that SpaceX is reportedly supporting the same radio spectrum Apple uses for the iPhone's current satellite features in its latest Starlink satellite designs. Apple currently relies on Globalstar satellites to power its satellite features on iPhone 14 and newer, and the Apple Watch Ultra 3. That includes satellite connectivity options for features like emergency SOS, Find My, and Messages. You can basically connect to a satellite to contact emergency service and share your location, even if you're outside of traditional cellular or Wi-Fi coverage. So SpaceX's decision to update its satellites with the same connectivity used by iPhones today could signal support for Starlink satellite connectivity on iPhone, at least according to The Information. And second, The Information reports that Globalstar chair James Monroe has discussed a desire to sell the company for $10 billion. Such a deal, according to the story, could signal that Globalstar and Apple are seeking more independence from each other. If Apple were to strike a deal with Starlink, it would be a reversal of its previous attitude towards a deal. Apple declined deals with SpaceX for Starlink in the past. And finally, the report says that Apple plans to add support in upcoming iPhones as early as next year for 5G networks that aren't tethered to Earth's surface, including satellites. So all of this is to say that within the next year, we could see a substantial upgrade to how the iPhone connects to satellites, with both a new partner in the form of Starlink and a new 5G connectivity option, in addition to existing features like Find My, Messages, and Emergency SOS. Running out this week in a surprise announcement, OpenAI says that it has acquired Software Applications Incorporated, makers of a new Mac app called Sky. If that sounds a bit generic, though, the reason this matters to Apple users is that the company was founded by the team behind Workflow, the third-party iPhone app that Apple ultimately acquired, and used to turn in to the Shortcuts app. Apple acquired Workflow back in 2017, bringing the technology and most of the team in-house to develop Shortcuts. Eventually, Workflow co-founders Ari Weinstein and Conrad Kramer departed Apple and went on to found Software Applications Incorporated, an automation-focused company building Sky, a powerful automation and artificial intelligence app for the Mac. But now, less than 6 months after formally debuting Sky, Software Applications Incorporated has been acquired by OpenAI. Unsurprisingly, Sky has shown off how modern AI could be used to enhance automation and improve workflows on the Mac, so there's a clear tie-in to OpenAI's ambitions and, of course, room for integration with ChatGPT. In its announcement about the acquisition, OpenAI said that it will bring Sky's deep macOS integration and product craft into ChatGPT, and all of the members of the team will join OpenAI. That wraps up another episode and another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, it's very helpful if you head to Apple Podcasts and leave a rating and a review. You can find an ad-free version at 9to5mac.com/join for $5 a month or $50 a year. My thanks to Backblaze for their support of the show this week. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.